The Bowler Volunteer Fire Department will once again be offering up bluegrass music and family entertainment to help raise funds for a community cause. The Poor Farm Bluegrass Festival in Warm Springs, Virginia, returns Friday, August 17th and Saturday, August 18th. Mike Puffenbarger, one of the event organizers, has a rundown of what folks can expect.
This is the third year for the Poor Farm Bluegrass Festival, and we've been working towards getting a rescue squad started there in the community. We got a pretty good need for it. Although we don't have a big population, we at times, such as Maple Festival and other times, have a lot of people in the area.
Bowler Volunteer Fire Department members wish to collect enough funds to provide needed equipment for the department and in hopes of starting that future EMS.
It's all going towards the rescue squad fire department, trying to add on facilities so that we have room to house a squad, working with Highland County Rescue Squad right now, providing training and some material and stuff there that we need, and even a squad. So we're going to be blessed with that, I think.
On the first night of the event, musicians are invited to showcase their talent.
On the 17th, Friday evening, we've got a musician competition. And we want to keep this to, you know, front porch folks and the folks just like to play for fun, no professionals. And it's individual guitar, fiddle, mandolin, and banjo. And then band competition. And the gates will open at 5 o'clock that evening. Registration from 5:30 to 6. And music competition begins at 7. So we encourage folks to go online, poorfarmbluegrassfestival.com, and register there so we know you're coming. Now, there'll be trophies, several trophies awarded for the different categories, and just lots of fun.
On Saturday, a full lineup of bands will keep the music rolling on.
We start out with our group, Eyes on Him, which is gospel bluegrass, and we're going to be giving a little short introduction and opening the program up at 1 o'clock on Saturday the 18th. And then Page County Ramblers, they've been going for almost 30 years. A great, wonderful group. It's over in the valley. We come then with Blue Rock and Grass from Southern Virginia. Real exceptional, hard-driving bluegrass group. And Martita and William, the young folks that does a lot of music from Lester Flatt and Earl Scrugg days. They've been there with us since we started. They're great. And after them, we'll have Mark Templeton and Pocket Change. And our headliner this year is Big Country Bluegrass from Southern Virginia. And they've got some top songs on the chart right now. A lot of wonderful songs, a great group, and we're looking forward to having them with us this year.
In addition, a Saturday barbecue cook-off that will have the winners determined by certified Kansas City barbecue judges is planned, as well as several other activities to keep festival goers of all ages entertained.
We've got a cornhole tournament starting Saturday, food all day, Puff's Barbecue will be there. Have some vendors, and we encourage vendors to come, yard sale, flea market vendors, crafts. We've got the state police to do some demonstrations, the NWTF, National Wild Turkey Federation, trailer coming with BB gun shoots for young people to teach gun safety and marksmanship there with the BB guns. Smokey Bear has been alerted. He's out of hibernation. He's supposed to be making an appearance, along with a bunch of educational things. It's kind of like a mini Farmer's Carnival is what we're looking to. We're going to have some games. I heard mention the bouncy houses for the kids, and just a great time, alcohol-free family event.
More information, including registration, directions, and tickets, is available at poorfarmbluegrassfestival.com. For AMR, this is Chris Swecker.